Hello, I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. It's pretty obvious that at the beginning of the second movement of Beethoven's Eighth Symphony, the orchestra is imitating something mechanical. That's not a clock ticking, it's a metronome, the machine that was invented to show exactly how fast or slow a piece of music should be played. Before the metronome, the only way to show the tempo of a piece was by writing fast, slow, very fast, or very slow, usually in Italian, on the music. But a composer had no way of telling you exactly how fast very fast was, and that's where the metronome comes in. In the early 1800s, a Dutch inventor named Dietrich Nicolaus Winkel perfected a machine that could be adjusted to tick at set speeds. But Winkel wasn't a good salesman, so he didn't get credit for it. A friend of Beethoven's, Johann Nepomuk Mälzel, was the one who took out the patent on the metronome and marketed it, so he gets the credit. When you see MM equals 60 on a piece of music, the MM stands for Mälzel's metronome equals 60. A metronome marking of 60 is one tick per second, which is about the speed of your pulse. Beethoven wasn't the only composer to write music imitating an inanimate object, something that's not alive. He wasn't even the only one to write music that ticks. Composers love to put clocks into their music. That's the Symphony No. 101 by Franz Joseph Haydn, which is nicknamed the clock for pretty obvious reasons. Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály put a musical clock into his opera Hári János. There's also a famous fairy tale character for whom a clock striking midnight was very important and very scary. Sergei Prokofiev wrote a ballet about Cinderella, including the clock. One last clock with a tick that's slightly off balance. There's a piece by American composer Leroy Anderson called The Syncopated Clock. In this piece, the clock goes tick-tock, tick-tock, and then suddenly it does something different. Syncopation in music is when you shift the accent from where you expect it to someplace you don't. Leroy Anderson loved inanimate objects. He wrote another piece imitating one that's just about disappeared these days. Before there were computers with printers, there was the typewriter. In music, it's not just instruments that imitate inanimate objects. Sometimes singers do, too. That's from the first act of Jacques Offenbach's opera, The Tales of Hoffmann, in which the hero, Hoffmann, falls in love with a woman named Olympia. Or rather, he thinks Olympia is a woman, but she's really a mechanical doll. In the middle of singing her mechanical music, she runs out of steam and someone has to wind her back up. composers played some wonderful jokes with their mechanical music. Next week on Classics for Kids, Beethoven jokes and other interesting uses of Beethoven's music. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me for funny Beethoven stuff next time on Classics for Kids.